section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
TNA stretches out their tournament, filler shows in England, and a hero is released. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno, has been released. What's going on with this, Aaron?
Yep, so we had reported, must have been 2 months ago, that he was getting a lot of heat backstage, and some of it had to do with his attitude and also with weight loss and weight gain. He was coming in, I guess, a little sluggish. And he has actually been on record in the past of saying that he has some issues with his weight, and in particular self-control. And I've actually heard from multiple sources that he does have a little bit of an attitude, unfortunately. So I think that there was a few things that kind of, culminated there in the perfect storm. And so Chris Hero has been released.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. I mean, he's going to be in my area, Dreamwave, in LaSalle next month. But getting back to the whole thing with him getting released, he just had a great match with Luke Harper, and people talked about it, how great of a match it was. And then on Friday, he goes to train, which realistically, he doesn't need to because he's been around that long that he doesn't need to train. But then they said, yeah, we're going to release you. Seriously, they wait till Friday when he's at right before he's about to work, right before he's about to train. And this is what happens. They tell him to lose the weight. He does. He did everything that they want to. There has to be something more. And I'm assuming it's some type of an attitude issue. But, I guess we're going to have to wait for the shoot interview. I guess that's what we're going to really have to from one of the places. But it's just sad to see that he left.
Yeah, it is sad, especially because I think that he could have been a really big talent there. And, they brought guys up really quick before. I actually don't understand why they didn't bring him up. It, just to bring him up, and if anything else, just kind of see how the crowd reacts to him, like a large crowd. Because when you think about it, this is a guy who was a really big deal on the indie scene, had really great matches with CM Punk. Why not have him tag with Punk just on a SmackDown or on a main event? If Punk
Superstars.
Works main event, Superstars, exactly. Let's just say, though, you have him. They tag together just to see what people think, see what people are talking about. I think that might have been a better deal, and it actually might have made Hero a little bit happier. Because, look, if I was in Hero's shoes, I might feel the same way. Let's just assume he has an attitude problem, and let's assume he's looking at this like, I'm 30 years old, and I am on NXT. I'm an accomplished wrestler, wrestled around the world. A big deal on the indie scene, and you want me to be in NXT, and not just for a short while, but for a very long time, and you give me a crappy name, you give me a crappy gimmick, and you don't let me go with my old one. So you know what? I might have an attitude problem too. And I think that what they did for him on NXT, he might go somewhere like, let's say, TNA or Ring of Honor.
Was in Ring of Honor, but I don't think he'll go to TNA. That's the one place I don't believe he'll go to. But I've been thinking about it more and more. I'm wondering if they hired him because he's CM Punk's friend. Because, they were on the indie scene. They wrestled so many times. I mean, they wrestled also in Ring of Honor. I'm wondering if that's the only reason he got hired. Because he was only on contract, I think they said, for 22 months. So it could have just been a favor. I mean, Colt Cabana's had like 3 tryouts now with the WWE. And I think it's more because it's CM Punk and his power in the WWE right now.
It could be, and obviously it could be because of Antonio Cesaro, because he's good friends with him, too.
True.
It could be a lot of things. I got to say, though, I think that they may have done TNA a favor if he goes to TNA, because I think that, he can talk about the exposure that he had there.
True. Now, Mickie James has been working with the divas at the Performance Center. They've actually had quite a few divas recently come down. That they had Eve Torres. I think at one point Lita came there as well. No, I'm sorry, not Lita. But it was Eve Torres was the big one that came down there. And of course, Sarah Del Rey is training down there. But Mickie James came there, and I'm just trying to put two and two together. Mickie James Performance Center, Raw on Monday, is going to be in Nashville. If I'm correct, she lives in Virginia, if I'm correct, but she is recording in Nashville. Do you think she makes a return?
You know, when you say return, I say like a one-off. So I can see her showing up on a Raw, you know, showing up just to like, you know, help out a little bit. Because she didn't leave on bad terms. You know, she left a little PO'd because of what was going on with Michelle McCool and the whole storyline that they were doing there. But the thing is, she didn't leave on horrible terms. And so, you know, she can come back and very easily, you know, be in the good graces. And it's a name that people recognize. It's somebody that people know. And yeah, I think it would be actually really good for her to come back to WWE, even if it was just for a one-off.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it'd be interesting to see what they say announcers wise. Wouldn't it be interesting if they decided to say, oh, where's she been for the last few years? Kind of a slap.
Recording her CD.
Exactly.
Working on her music.
Not wrestling at all. Not at all. So what the next thing is that fans and Vince think that Antonio Cesaro is going to be the next breakout star.
There was a poll on WWE.com, and they asked who they thought would be the next big star. And, you know, you had Cesaro, Ryback, Cody Rhodes was on there too. And Cody Rhodes didn't receive that many votes, which was kind of surprising. But Cesaro received the most by a wide, wide margin. He had like 60-70% of the votes, and it was like six people on there. So it was kind of a big deal. And also Vince likes him too. He likes his size. And when you see Cesaro in the ring with John Cena, you know, Cesaro looks like he could beat him up. He does. And that's what you want. You know, you want this larger than life character, and you want somebody with a good gimmick, and just somebody that you can really relate to. And I think Cesaro is definitely that type of character. I'm a big fan of his, and I think that he could do wonders in the WWE. I think that he could be a pretty big moneymaker for them. And he's a good wrestler, too. That's the other thing. It's not that he's just, you know, oh, he's good on the mic, or he has a good look, or whatever. He's actually a pretty damn good wrestler. So I would say that Cesaro, you know, I agree with him. I think that he is the next breakout star.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, following him for so long, he went by Claudio Castro something on the indie scene. A lot of people knew him from that. But the thing is, he was great then. And I think finally he just did the swing just because. And then people got it. And then they realized, oh, my gosh, this guy can wrestle. Oh, my gosh. Why haven't we been doing anything with him? Durr. One thing I also want to point out, did you see the leaked videos that the WWE had? The one with the WWE app where they had Dolph Ziggler, Big E, and The Miz? Did you see those videos?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to have to get them to you because WWE keeps taking them off YouTube, but I do have them. But it's really interesting. They have one where it's right before Raw. They're introducing Cole and Lawler, and they talk about how someone's going to go through the table, which I thought was funny. And then they also talk. And then the WWE app thing was hilarious because they're all talking about what they're going to say. And Josh Matthews drops a couple words that we can't speak on here as well, which I thought was kind of cool. Or not cool, but funny. But yeah, I'll have to send them over to you. You'll have to have a good laugh. It was very interesting. But if you can't find them on YouTube, I think it's under Wrestling Network. They keep popping up here and there, but WWE keeps taking them down. But anyway, so talk about WWE. Let's talk about some programming. So they're over in England, Aaron. They usually do this once, sometimes twice a year. What did you think about the show, though? Raw.
Yeah, the one thing, this is a weird criticism, but it had too much wrestling. When I say that, there were 10 matches, I want to say, and it was not like when you think about it, it's a 3-hour show, you know, so if you break that down, you know, it's about 2.5, let's say, with, you know, if you take out commercials. Of course, there are some matches that go through the commercials. So let's say 2.5. And for a pay-per-view, typically, I mean, there are pay-per-views that we see where there are six or seven matches total. And this Raw had a ton. The only downside was that it had a lot of handicap matches, too. So I really did not care for this show. I just thought it was really bad. And, you know, fortunately enough, we haven't said that recently, but this one's just not as good.
Yeah, that's the weird part. You would think that, okay, here's my thing. All right, this Monday Night Raw is going against what? It goes against, of course, the Monday Night Football. Who played on Monday Night, Aaron?
It was the 0-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers
versus
against the Miami Dolphins.
Richie Incognito's Miami Dolphins. Crap thing, right? So you think that they would overload the show with a bunch of superstars and have something interesting so people stay watching that instead of watching a crappy football game? They didn't accomplish this. I think this was a big miss for the WWE. They could have really dominated it.
I totally agree. Look, there are going to be a percentage of the population who are watching Monday Night Raw who are going to switch over to the NFL if it's a good network, if it's a good game. So on Monday night, it was a crappy, crappy game. The only people that were watching were Tampa Bay fans, Miami fans, and fantasy football fans. That's it. You know, no one else is going to be watching that horrendous game. And if the WWE put on a compelling match or set of matches that would make people want to watch that instead, then yeah, I would want to watch Raw. But I gotta say, I start watching it and I fast forwarded through the majority of it because it just was not compelling. And these were a lot of filler matches, and it really was kind of a filler show. And SmackDown was the same this week. It was just a filler show. There was nothing extra on there, nothing compelling, nothing to make you go, oh man, I have to see Raw this week. And that's the thing that you have to do to make this a good thing for people to tune in for. If you're going to be like, oh, it's just a bunch of matches of random people and there's no reason why they're thrown in there, they're just there, who cares?
What did you think about Tyson Kidd coming back, though?
Oh, I'm happy he's back. It's kind of sad, but one of the only reasons that people are going to know him is because of Total Divas.
Right, but he can wrestle, though. that's the other thing.
Yes, he can. And he was the last graduate of the dungeon. And so, you know, he has quite a name to live up to in that regard. But, you know, I like him, and I think that he is a really talented performer. If WWE actually had a cruiserweight division, you know, he's somebody that you could see with that strap on him.
Oh, definitely. So Wade Barrett, actually, he's been doing some shows over in England, but there's a reason why he has not been back on TV in the United States. He's actually been having some work visa issues. Now, he can't come back to TV until it's all cleared up. But my problem with this is, okay, they have another wrestler off the top of my head. I know it's Paige. She's from England as well. She's never had the issues. Wade Barrett constantly has these issues. Drew McIntyre had them a couple times, but they're cleared up real fast. What's going on with Wade Barrett that these visa issues are still there? That's the thing, dude. I can't figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but I don't know if anyone really knows or if it's a money issue.
Maybe he's lazy. Maybe he's just really lazy and he just, you know, is like, I don't need to do it.
He's like, I don't mind this vacation, you know.
But WWE's not going to put him back on TV until they know they can have him on consistently because, you know, let's be honest, you don't want to like be like, oh, here's this brand new person or we're bringing this guy back on and he's gone next week. Yay. Yeah. You know, like you got to have consistency there. And, you know, I like Wade Barrett. I think Wade Barrett is also a really great talent. He's one of the young guys that I could see with, you know, being a force within WWE. I'm not saying he'd be the guy with the title, but you could see him being that Rick Rude like guy, yep. You know, who gets up there, gets the IC title. And, you know, back when the IC title actually meant something. Yeah. So, you know, getting the IC title and, you know, vying for the world title, but not getting it. And that's the type of person I could see Wade Barrett being. So, you know, hopefully he does come back and hopefully he actually, you know, makes an impact.
So do you think that the WWE just messed up these England shows completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The thing is about England, too, is that they love wrestling over there. They absolutely do. You watch TNA in February and you see just how packed TNA is. TNA. They are packed over there. And people love them. They absolutely love them. But TNA typically puts on good shows over in England. And WWE, oh man, this was just,
they didn't plan this out. And this is a problem with the WWE. Not all the time, but this time you could tell that they messed things up. And I know that they're kicking themselves in the butt, because I can guarantee you that when they started Raw, they're like, hey, what's Monday Night Football going to be? And they say the people, and then someone's like, why didn't we make a better show than this?
Why didn't they have good match? Like, that's the other thing, too. The thing about WCW that I like so much, and it was a formula and it was very consistent. You know, you typically had like Hogan come out there at the beginning, and then you'd go to a cruiserweight match, and then you'd go to like kind of a more of a mid-level. Maybe you'd go back to the NWO and then mid-level, maybe another cruiserweight. But you had really exciting matches and you had a really good formula that made you want to stay in tune to what was going on. And I feel that WWE is not paying attention to winning formulas, and they just kind of throw crap at a wall.
Do you think Hogan's coming back to the WWE?
I do.
Okay. When?
I would guess probably around WrestleMania. I would think that they, you know, after Elimination Chamber, you have Hogan come out. You know, that's when you have Taker come out. You have these big marquee things happen to get people excited, and Hogan is still a draw. You know, even if it's only a few people, he is still a draw. He is a major name. So I do believe Hogan is going to come back.
Who would you rather have, though? Would you rather have Hogan or would you rather have Sting?
As a fan or business?
Business,
Hogan.
Well, that's the
hands
thing.
Hands down, but Hogan.
Let's say Sting says, I'm going to leave TNA. I want to be at WrestleMania. How do you space that? Because you're going to have Hogan and then you're going to have Sting. Realistically, they can't be together. You have to separate the two. So
it's not that hard. Hogan doesn't wrestle at WrestleMania.
But Hogan says if the money's right, if the situation's right, he would do it. And I believe he has one more, and I believe his last match will be at WrestleMania 30.
I don't believe
that. But that's the thing. Would you rather watch Sting or would you rather watch Hogan? Where do you put the Sting match? Where do you put the Hogan match? Because Hogan can't be main event. But Sting, and neither can Sting. So where do you put it? That's the thing.
Back to back.
Oh, no. You have Hogan first, then you have
Sting.
Oh, that would be a horrible thing. Sting comes into WWE, the one guy who said he would probably never go to the WWF or WWE, and then he's there.
So?
Does he wrestle Undertaker? Who does he wrestle? Yeah.
Probably you have him wrestle Undertaker. That's going to get some extra buys. But the thing with Sting is he is past his prime. I love Sting, right? And old school Sting I adored. But he's past his prime. Past his prime. And the match that he put on with Undertaker would not be that great. No. It'd be good, but it would not be that great.
It would be bad.
Yeah.
It would be really bad. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off The Mark page. You're going to see a banner for WWEShop.com. Whatever that coupon is, usually it's WWE Save or WWE Save 15. They have so many deals that are going on right now. Just remember that code, click on it, and you're saving a bunch of money again at WWEShop.com. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. We have Anderson versus Bully. It's set up for next week. It's a no DQ. And if Bully wins, Anderson leaves TNA for good. But if Anderson wins, Aces and Eights break up. What do you think about these stipulations?
Well, I hate these. Like, I hate it when it's either I win or I retire. Well, then you're going to win. You know, typically you're going to win. There's always a few exceptions to that rule. Shawn Michaels retiring, Ric Flair retiring. You know, you knew that they were going to retire because it's like, well, you're kind of, you know, ready to retire. But stuff like this, it's look, if Anderson loses, I would be like, oh, wow. But then he'd show up again on Raw and then or on Impact. And I'd be like, eh, OK, that's not correct. That's not right. So, I think that these two will have a good match, and I think the storyline behind it is really good. And so I think that there's going to be a lot of emotion involved with it. I am actually looking forward to this. It should be probably the main event. And, I think that it could have some really long-lasting implications.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this match. We're definitely going to talk about it as soon as it's over with. We are going to be on the phone talking about how great of a match it was and or we're going to talk about what's the point of this. You know, it's going to be one of those weird things.
One of the two.
Yeah. So Joseph Parks is taking on Abyss at Turning Point.
Which is also next week.
Yeah. Who's going to play Abyss? That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Who can Abyss play is going to play Abyss.
Come on, dude. Everyone knows that Joseph Parks and Abyss, same guy.
What?
Yes.
No, Andy, they're two different people.
No, they're the same,
Joseph
dude.
Parks, dude, that's his brother. It's his brother. He's challenging his brother so he can prove his worth, okay? That's what he's going to do. So Joseph Parks is going to take on Abyss next week, you know, and he's going to hopefully beat him, you know, to prove his worth.
So he's going to be fighting himself then? It's going to be like, what's his face from Fight Club? Punching himself? Anyway, so Angle beats Austin Aries in a submission match. Great
this
match.
This is, of course, the main event. This is also a qualifying, or I guess part of the tournament.
Yes.
Match number two of total of seven matches, yes, that there will
so
be.
So we have five more. Just want
five
to point
left.
That out. Five
yeah,
left.
And five matches left.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, they're setting it up so at least they're going to be live when the new TNA champion is crowned. But by then, everyone knows it's going to happen. It's going to be the same angle that was ran, you know, a few years ago. All of a sudden, there's going to be a new champion crowned. They're going to hold a belt. And then, you know, AJ Styles is going to come to the new Impact Zone in Orlando. And he's going to hold up the title. And he's going to say, I'm the champion. And then whoever wins is going to say, I'm the champion. And they're going to have champion versus champion at January's pay-per-view. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. And one thing also, do you think the one night stand pay-per-views are a bust?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're taping more.
I know they are.
That's ridiculous.
Obviously for them, then it must not be, or it must not be as big of a bust. But in my opinion, if you wanted to make these actually worthwhile, then have there be a compelling storyline, because the way that it is right now, it's not compelling, and I really don't give a crap.
Yeah,
that's my feeling on it. I like wrestling, but for me, if I don't know what's going on, I need that entertainment factor too. I need to know what is going on behind the scenes. I need that storytelling there for them to be like, these two are wrestling because X, or they have a long-standing feud. So when you see like RVD taking on Sabu or Jerry Lynn, you understand, you know, that these two have had, you know, they have a big rivalry and whatnot, or Tommy Dreamer taking on Bully Ray, which I know is going to happen at the pay-per-view. One of the one night only pay-per-views. Those I can at least understand a little bit, but some of this stuff is just thrown together. And it's like, you know, what does this match have to do with anything? It's an exhibition match, you know?
Right. So my theory, if you're going to continue to do the one night stands, you have a TNA wrestler wrestle an indie wrestler. Do that. That to me would work out a lot better.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't you buy the pay-per-view?
Well, that's the thing. You could say like, hey, I've always, or if let's say Bully said, I've always wanted to wrestle you and have, you know, give us 30 minutes to whatever we wanted to. And it's going to happen for one night and one night only at this pay-per-view on Friday, and set it up a few weeks prior to that.
I just figured something out.
Okay.
You want actually me to buy one night only pay-per-views? I would. One condition, okay. Two conditions. Number one has to be live. Okay. Has to be live. Second condition, it has to be something that I cannot see anywhere else. You know what that is?
What's that?
TNA has an agreement with Ring of Honor and they intermingle for the night. And the, you know, obviously there'd be a lot of other stuff that would have to go in, like some TNA wrestler goes to Ring of Honor, you know, in order to help them out or whatever. You do that with Ring of Honor. You do that with AAA. You do that with Muda's promotion over in Japan, NJPW, AJPW, Russell any of those. Yeah, you do with that. Hell, you could even do CZW or Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. You could do that type of stuff where you'll see wrestlers wrestle each other. And it doesn't have to be like TNA versus PWG. It can be here. We're going to have the tag champions go at it, you know, or here we'll have the world champions go at it, or we're going to have just a pro. We're going to have two wrestlers from PWG wrestling each other. And here we're going to have two wrestlers from TNA wrestling each other, you know, and then the winner of that wrestles, you know, or whatever. That, to me, would make me want to buy the pay-per-view, because then I would be like, wow, I'm going to see something I'm not going to see anywhere else. So for me, you want me to buy it? That's how you do it.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of agree with you, but there's something about I sent you the DVD for Barbed Wire City, and it's one of those things, dude, that they talked about how they brought some guys from CZW in to one of the shows and people didn't know who they were. So it's and one of those
I totally get it. So, trust me, I totally get it.
So, but anyways, let's move on to our weekly topic. I want to talk. We've talked about this so many times. It's like a broken record, but hey, I'm going to give it one more shot. I think I know how to save TNA. That's what we're going to talk about.
Can't wait to hear this.
Okay. So the one thing that I've noticed with TNA is that they don't do a lot of press. As in press on big shows. I look at Mike and Kelly and Michael. Their shows have a lot of filler stuff lately. Why not bring someone in there and just say, hey, you know, I'm wrestling in this tournament. You know, Turning Point is going to, we're going to be back in Orlando. Like, let people know, hey, we're going to be doing this. Not just the local, but you have the national stuff because this is a national promotion. Why don't you hit those shows? Asked to be on like things like especially like Stern or Love Sponge if he's still doing stuff, or Man Cow since he's still around, believe it or not. Why don't you hit those shows? They never do. It seems that the wrestlers are not promoting themselves. They could be on TMZ if they had something interesting to talk about, but they never get those people off because it's almost like, hey, no one knows who you are. Well, you can show who they are by having them do stuff like that. They're trying to do like a reality thing with the 365. That's fine. But you need to have people on national coverage. If you hit those shows, the big shows, and just have them go on there for a few minutes, talk about, hey, we're putting out a great product. It's an alternative to, and just say like, and just talk about the WWE, you know, like people like WWE has John Cena.
And then
people are like, oh, wait, there's another promotion. And say you have people like Kurt Angle. And then people are like, oh, he was in the WWE. He did this too. And talk about both promotions, but then say that there's an alternative.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do, dude. That would
work
out.
So how many times when you see Wendy's commercials, do they talk about McDonald's and how?
But see, Wendy's is made. That's a different product. See, TNA still is not made.
Okay, fine. Do you see Jack in the Box talking about it?
You have a million people that watch TNA. You have almost 3 million people that watch Raw. That means either they don't like the product or they don't know about it. But if you ask certain WWE fans, they'll be like, oh, wait, Kurt Angle is still wrestling? Well, where? In the indies? No, he's wrestling on TNA. Oh, aren't they indie? No, you let them know that they're professional. They are a brand.
Business 101, you do not go out there and talk about your competitor. That is a no-no.
No, you throw a sentence out there. You say, he's like our John Cena.
The only thing that you may say, that you might, is you might say he's a former WWE champion. Maybe you say that, but that even I would not say. I personally would not say. I would not bring up the fact. I would not be like, oh, I used to wrestle with WWE when I was in my prime, and now I don't anymore. Like, why would you do that? Seriously.
Well, that's the thing, dude. You don't have to. You promote the brand, and you could state that this guy is here. We put on better wrestling.
I'm with you for the most part because they're
going to ask the questions. They're like, oh, what about John Cena? Oh, he's in a different federation or he's in a different organization. We're total nonstop action. And it's because
they won't ask about John Cena, though.
But the thing is, they can say, hey, I want you to ask this and then I'm going to come back with this. So then Cena's brought up and then it's talked about.
And you don't want that.
But the thing if he's brought up, people will be like, oh, what's John Cena? Who's this guy talking about it? Oh, he's in a different promotion? Oh, let me check it out then. You know, check it out once.
No, you do not talk
about it. You don't always do it, though. You just, they'll say, what do you think about this guy?
No,
and you could say that, well, you know, what do you think about, what would be your dream match? Or if you could say something about, what about John Cena? Like, oh, he couldn't touch any of our wrestlers because he's not a wrestler. And we are wrestlers, and they're not.
You really don't want to say either.
But you can bash him for that.
If they talk about a dream match, they talk about, a Ric Flair or a Hulk Hogan. They talk about an old timer that they wish they could have wrestled way back when. Why do you think that when John Cena was asked who would have been your dream opponent, he goes, well, I was able to wrestle my dream opponent, which was The Rock at WrestleMania. That's what his answer was. Do you think that's what he actually meant? No. His real answer would have been like Bruno Sammartino or Hulk Hogan or not him.
Kazarian.
Maybe Samoa Joe, he might say, you know, like, because they're friends and stuff. You know, he was not going to say who he actually wanted. He was just going to say who was going to help sell the DVD a little bit more, or maybe help sell next WrestleMania if he wrestles him then. You know, who knows what they're going to do. But no, you do not bring that up. I agree with you about promoting the product. I agree with you about going on TV. I agree with you about going on the radio stations and talking about the show. But you focus on the character, you focus on the promotion, you don't focus on competition. Because when you have a 5-minute interview, you don't want a minute of that being taken up talking about WWE.
You don't have to. You can say, well, what's, if they say something, you can even go as far as, what's the difference between, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment versus TNA? And they could say, well, the WWE is kind of like
30 seconds eaten up.
The Chevrolet product, and we're more of the Cadillac product.
So you're telling me right now that eating up 10% to 20% of your time on TV is okay to talk about your competition?
No, if they say, what would you compare them to? You could say, like, well, it's like.
And you don't talk about that. That's the thing. That conversation, if I'm interviewing you as a pro wrestler, I'm not going to bring up your competition, plain and simple.
I don't know, dude. I think if you just throw it out there for like 10 seconds, quick answer, 5 seconds, quick answer, you know, something like that, just once. And then you branch off and say, we have people like AJ Styles that has wrestled, you know, in the indie scenes and puts on, and he'll put on some of the greatest matches you've ever seen. Nothing like you'll see, you know, for other things. Or you could say we have John Cena on here.
You're gonna ask him about AJ Styles.
He'll avoid the question because he'll say they're minor leagues to us. But
you're gonna hammer that on him. You're gonna keep talking about it. No,
you only throw a little bit. You just throw a little bit, and then it's done. And then if you have a 5-minute interview, you take 10, you know, 5-10 seconds. That's it. That you basically bash the competition, and then they're gonna eventually have to retaliate. And then as soon as they retaliate, bam, you're on the map, because that means
I got to tell you, if you were running TNA right now, I'd be a little scared.
But
I would be a little scared.
Okay,
all of them were talking about about how WWE is so different. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I do want to talk about an upcoming pay-per-view. But let me take a minute here to talk about my competition. Because that's what you're telling them to
do. No. Okay. Maybe I'm not explaining this the best.
No. Okay.
Okay. All right. Think of the Richie Incognito thing. That he hired a crisis manager. That's what TNA needs.
How about you tell me what TNA should do? Take out your asinine theory of WWE being put in there. Tell me the rest of it other than that part, and I'll listen.
You basically go through and you have them hit every show you can think of. You try and get on today, Good Morning America. You call 5 times a day, 10 times a day, whatever it takes until you have that wrestler on. Say, hey, I want to be on this date. I want to be on this date. I'm going to bring this wrestler in. I'm going to bring Samoa Joe in. I'm going to bring Christopher Daniels. I'm going to bring AJ Styles. You keep, and the thing with this whole thing with AJ Styles, I would be putting him on shows. I would call Good Morning America. I would call Kelly and Michael, or whatever it's called. Yeah, I think it's Kelly and Michael. I would force the fact and say, I want to be on this show, because I'm sorry, but a lot of people that are huge wrestling fans, they usually work like second shift or they work third shift. If they see a wrestler that's on there and you have a 5-minute interview, that's all you need, and you talk about your product, bam, they're going to get more viewers by doing that. But the problem is they're not doing it. They might hit a couple local stations, but they're not doing it on a nationwide. Pay the money to have them fly out there, do the show, and then come right back. That's one way I believe you could potentially save TNA and make them a great product. But that's what I'm thinking. I know we don't agree on this at all, but I'm just going to say right now that I'm right. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Off the Mark 86. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.